Kansas is in the first phase of rolling back coronavirus-related restrictions and reopening the economy. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that experts say the state will need to greatly increase its ability to trace who has the disease and where they've been to prevent a second wave of new cases.
Local county health departments have been discovering infected people, finding out where they've been, and contacting those they may have spread the disease to for decades. It's a task called contact tracing, and it's a key component of stopping the spread of infectious or sexually transmitted diseases. Johnson County epidemiologist Elizabeth Holshue says public health officials are well-versed in contact tracing, but with the coronavirus,
the volume has become quite a bit larger than anything we've really ever dealt with.
Even during a pandemic, the responsibility for contact tracing largely falls to counties, with the state health department providing additional help only when needed. Right now, Holshue says Johnson County, which has a population more than 600,000, has about 5 people who can work as case investigators. These are people with a medical or public health background that do the initial investigation with a person that is tested positive for COVID-19. The health department has also trained about 17 people to work as contact tracers. These people don't necessarily need a health background and are involved in reaching out to the ring of people with whom the infected person has been in contact. Holshue says they're also relying on technology as a force multiplier.
We are actually texting them daily, asking them whether or not they've developed any signs or symptoms of COVID. And so that really helps alleviate the staff needs in terms of just the volume of contacts that we've gotten through these investigations.
Kansas Secretary of Health Lee Norman says the state is also at the very beginning stages of looking at using phone data and apps from Google and Apple to trace and contact. But he says it's unlikely the state would be able to implement that anytime soon.
I personally think it's a good idea. I know that there's certain people that say this is an invasion of my privacy. We want to make sure that the technology is safe, it's private, and is works and is helpful.
National experts from Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials say in order to open back up without causing a new wave of cases in the coming months, states need to have a plan and infrastructure in place to drastically increase testing and tracing. In Kansas, that would include testing more than just people with symptoms, which is mostly what's happening right now. The state also should have about 15 investigators and contact tracers per 100,000 people. That's about 400 tracers statewide. Danielle Allen is the director of Harvard's Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics. She says 25% to 40% of people with COVID-19 don't show symptoms, so it's extremely challenging for public health officials to find them and prevent them from spreading it without testing and tracing on a massive scale.
If you're not that aggressive about following the chain of transmission, you won't actually be able to decelerate the disease.
Norman says the state doesn't have that many tracers yet, even though the state is already loosening restrictions. He says about 25 KDHE staffers have been assigned to lead detailed investigations of people with positive tests. The state is also attempting to train 400 volunteers to perform the simpler task of reaching out to contacts. It's done about 220 so far. Crystal Watson is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. She says building capacity to test and trace quickly will be key to preventing an even worse wave of coronavirus patients in the next few months.
If we have this capacity built around the country, we can in large part prevent that because there won't be this large pool of unrecognized people that are transmitting the virus in our communities.
Without that capacity, Watson warns states will likely have to slow down reopening or go back to staying at home. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.